It's another edition of the Falls Cast, brought to you by the Falls Tree Press in beautiful Cuyahoga Falls, where today, Sunday, May 30th, I haven't been outside. It still feels kind of chilly.
But it's sunny.
Yes.
The sun is out. Very exciting.
We're here with some of our favorite Falls casters, including the wonderful duo of Stephen and Jennifer Mulay.
Hello.
Howdy doodly do.
And the equally extraordinary Mike and Suzanne Searle.
Hello. Ooh. We're together.
I was always curious why it's the dynamic duo of Stephen and
Kendall,
but we're always separate. Maybe it's because we have separate windows.
I think
that's probably what it is.
Maybe we're not good together. Maybe that's what they're trying to say.
Well, we're sharing the microphone. Maybe that's why. And you guys have separate microphones because you guys are special. We're not.
We are special.
I'm a different kind of special. I'm like all kinds of issues special.
National Geographic over there.
Yes. More issues than.
Oh, that's Mike's new nickname, National Geographic.
Oh,
NG.
Boy.
There you go.
Yeah.
On today's Falls Cast, we'll have my interview with Shay Somerville, owner and operator of I Got Your Back Massage and Wellness Center, in which we'll talk about how she got into business and the many changes it's gone through over the past few years.
I need a massage.
We'd also like to start off the show with a huge shout out to the class of 2021 who just graduated this week.
Woohoo! Yay! You guys did it! Ooh, congratulations!
Welcome to the real world!
Adulting sucks! Run!
And as always, we encourage our readers and listeners, shop local. During the pandemic, beyond, I don't even know what we're in right now.
We're in hell.
We're getting out of hell. We're getting a little better.
Just, keep your money local. Anybody went anywhere pretty cool this week?
Clean Eats. We went to Clean Eats again.
Get the Buckeyes. They're delicious.
Yeah, you guys ate way better than we did this. We went to Chen's.
Ooh.
Got the free General Chow's chicken. General Tso's chicken because, we spent $30. It was they weren't busy. And it was actually, I felt like it was better than usual because they weren't busy. Usually they're slam, but it wasn't that busy.
It was a Tuesday night.
Yeah, that was good.
It was good.
And then we tried the five cheese pizza at
Giannino's.
Oh, yeah.
That was good. Yep, yeah. Yep. Polished that off
and
yesterday.
And we had Chipotle.
Chipotle.
Yeah.
I still want to try Jole for Jole's.
Yeah, they look really good. I want to try them too.
It's a little pricey, but I have heard
it. Did you see the size of those burritos though? They were gigantic.
No, I haven't.
Oh, dude, they're like
that. Big as my head.
Yeah.
They're humongous.
Well, that's worth the money, then.
They're like multiple pounds.
Yeah, you're going to get two meals out of it.
Yeah,
I have no problem spending the money on that, then.
I ordered from Burntwood Tavern, and...
Did you?
With the exception of the fact that their to-go boxes, takes the grease from the entire meal and just expands it all over.
Delicious.
Yeah, those paper boxes, I guess they're environmentally
eco-friendly.
They're eco-friendly, and then you can microwave them too. They're not the styrofoam. I get it, but yeah, there's downsides too, obviously.
How was it? Was it good though?
The burger was great. I just, had to clean my hands every couple seconds.
Yeah, they do have good burgers. I remember eating there a couple times. Those are really good. Messy, but good.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's a telltale sign of a good burger. Is it's greasy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it falls apart.
Yes.
It's like, give me that nasty, sloppy burger.
It's just part of the experience, I think.
Alex couldn't be a part of this conversation.
Nope.
No.
He would tune it out and go, la, 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 la.
Neither can I anymore. I can't do grease.
No. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
But it's so good.
I know. You're talking about the pizza, and I'm just like, oh, I don't know. No migraine cells, though.
That's awesome.
Migraines.
That's amazing.
The important part.
Yep.
Yeah. So, but I can just, you guys can eat it and you guys can tell me about it. So,
here, smell the burger. Smell the burger.
Enjoy it through osmosis.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly.
Enjoy
as I'm drinking my green smoothie. Mmm.
Mmm, fresh cut grass. Delicious.
As per usual, and as this shtick has gotten so old and confusing, it's almost like Alex has traveled all around the world searching for his lost bicycle, hitching rides from ghostly truck drivers, staying the night in the head of a dinosaur, and even making friends with a convicted fugitive, only to find himself in Texas, where he learns there is, in fact, no basement in the Alamo. So please help him stop the crazy clown dinosaur assassins who stole his bike by sending in your article and interview ideas to falls3press@gmail.com or via our Facebook page at facebook.com/falls3press. When you do, he won't be a loner anymore.
Aww.
Yes, he will. Aww,
welcome to the family.
We hate you, Alex. At least I hate you.
Also, keep sending your feedback to tell us what you think of the show by sending your comments to falls3press@gmail.com, on Facebook, or by reviewing us on whatever podcast catcher you use, whether it be Apple Podcasts, Spotify, listening via different radio signals that no one understands why it's coming to you.
Morse code.
And above all, get vaccinated.
Yes. We're up 50% now, I think.
Yay.
Yeah, yay.
Get the poke. Get poked. Poke it.
That's a different show.
Gee, Stephen.
I think the whole vaccine lottery kind of helped a lot.
I
so sad I didn't win. I really thought I'm going to.
We still have more weeks.
I know.
Five more go.
What day do they draw on?
Wednesday.
So, yeah. Okay.
29.
Like 7:30 something or whatever. I don't know.
Younger
22.
Lady. Oh, wow.
22 good years old.
Oh, wow. She was 22 and she 22. Won it?
22. Yeah. Said she was gonna. Man. She was on her way to buy a used car and she got the call from DeWine. She said she was still going to buy a used car even with her half a million or $1 million. Yep.
In 22, invest that shit and live frugally and you'll be set for life.
Yep.
Yeah. The GAR Foundation will be giving $350,000 in funding to local teams of educators in Summit County through its Educator Initiative Grant program, including many Cuyahoga Falls school programs. Falls High will be having key leaders help facilitate the Student Caucus of Color program, which gives a platform for student voices to teachers and staff. Meanwhile, other programs include a Learning Garden Network and Tigers Helping Tigers at the high school, a life skills learning room, and an outdoor Zen Den at DeWitt, and mathematics through the art of baking at St. Joseph's.
Oh.
So that's what all that money is going to fund?
That's part of it. It's also funding programs in Twinsburg, at Stowe, and then there's a couple other schools throughout Summit County.
What does the acronym GAR stand for? What does that mean?
And I know GAR in Peninsula, but they're like
a GAR Hall. I don't know whether that's
going to find out for you.
I think that's just the name of the building. I'm not sure if that's
the name of the building.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that's really awesome. A Zen Den and a garden. Yeah.
Very cool.
Yep. Awesome.
I was curious about the outdoor Zen Den.
GAR is an acronym for the founders, Galen and Ruth Rausch.
Okay.
And it's pronounced GAR. So
maybe they're just a philanthropic society as well.
Galen Rausch co-founded Roadway Express during the Great Depression in 1930 with his brother Carol.
Oh, okay.
So
cool.
Yeah, it was him and his wife Ruth lived in the Akron Summit County area.
Okay.
And they were giving back to the community. So today the GAR Foundation or GAR Foundation awards over $6 million annually to organizations and programs in a lot of, you know, arts cultures, K to 16 education. That's weird. Early childhood education, blah, blah, blah.
Very cool. Many thanks to them.
Yes.
Yeah. That's exciting.
And back to the Zen Den. What is the Zen Den?
Yeah.
At DeWitt. Probably a quiet room, maybe with aromatherapy and meditation.
Well, it's outdoors.
I wonder if it's in that little...
like nature therapy.
A yoga den.
Well, they have that little thing where the Broad Street stone is in the middle of... like where the playground was. So I wonder if they made that like a little Zen den, little nature spot.
And everybody has to go there and go, oh.
Yeah. Well, let's find out more about that.
You got to fight the resistance with ohm. Sorry. No. Bad joke. Bad joke.
Oh.
Pulling an ohm's law for you.
Oh, gosh.
Sorry.
It took a minute to register.
Resistance is futile.
We are the Borg.
Sorry. We will assimilate you.
Sidetrack.
The summer reading program at Cuyahoga Falls Library has partnered with Cuyahoga Valley Art Center to help incorporate STEAM activities into the summer programs and prizes. Author Lindsay Ward will be providing chances to learn about color theory through art activities, along with other library and CVAC programming, such as chromatic art, 3D pen creations, overcoming engineering challenges, and more to continue the learning processes over the summer. As part of their weekly and grand prizes, the library will also be offering art classes at CVAC, music lessons, and the start of a 529 College Advantage savings account, in addition to other prizes. So what do you all think?
I think this is awesome. And you said cool. STEAM, which means it has art in it, right?
Yes. Yes. Kind of like dark parts.
Just hot with lots of moisture. I mean, you know.
That's a different type of steam.
Yeah. And that's a different kind of art, too.
Steamy art.
Yeah. I think that's great that we're seeing more and more expansion of art programs, funding for the arts, and it's kind of an outreach to everyone, right? Not just kids.
I don't know if Bart might know a little info on that or not, but I mean, I don't know if that's engineered just for kids in school right now.
These, as far as I can tell, are adults, kids, and teens.
So it is a rounded,
all-inclusive program. Very cool.
So maybe Alex could take free piano lessons at Falls Music School.
Yeah. Where we know that's where he patronized this week. So.
Yes.
In absentia. That was his shopping was local.
Had to throw that in there.
Yeah. We also did have two concerts, too. We should say that.
True.
One at the Jenks Building.
Oh, yeah. He was at Friday.
Where he played upright bass.
Yes.
Then one with the Moderns, which is the name of his band, over at the Tiki Underground.
Last night?
Yes.
What? How did we miss that?
And Tiki Underground posted that they're moving.
They're moving.
Yes, official.
They're
moving.
They finalized the purchase of the building.
Yes.
Yes.
Yay.
And that was actually going to be one of my notes in Bart's Arts, but yes, they've...
Cool. I'm sorry, Bart.
No, that's okay.
We'll still talk about it.
They're officially moving in September.
Yes, they're going to remodel it. I don't know what they're doing yet.
Yeah.
And everyone's worried about, because their location they have now is much larger, and they have a much larger area to have bands, and we all know how small Hunt's is. So,
yeah,
I mean,
pretty tiny.
It is. I mean, no, I'm thinking the upstairs... I think it was a residence. And
yeah, wasn't the owner that lived up there?
Yes. And I think they'll convert that to maybe it'll be a multi-story thing where they can have like maybe restaurant downstairs or a band upstairs or the band downstairs with the bar, and then the upstairs they could have
dining.
Who the hell knows?
There was that little patio deck thing that they had.
Yeah, the deck is actually pretty big. Maybe they could do outside concerts there. They do have a big parking lot. Maybe, who knows, maybe...
Because
in the evenings, I know that obviously Napa is closed. Maybe the Napa can have, you know, use the parking lot for that stuff.
Yeah. And if you look at a couple weeks ago, the Tiki Flea, I went there and hung out, and it took about an hour and a half to get food because they had so many orders for food. I mean, they were definitely, they weren't losing any money that day.
Okay.
That's good.
But, you know, that shows they had music playing all day. They had food orders, you know, nonstop.
Well, they also, that little parking lot if you do that little zigzag, there's that parking lot behind Napa. That's
connected
to the second.
I don't know who belongs to that. I don't know. I don't know who that belongs to.
Yeah, I don't know if that's Napa or if it's just the city.
Who knows? The church might even own it.
That's true. Never thought about that.
And nobody ever uses that parking lot for anything. It's almost always empty.
But I mean, it'd be a great overflow for if they, you know, absolutely. If Tiki's doing stuff in the normal parking lot right next to the building, you could park back there.
Yeah, that place, it's plenty big enough. It's a big
Or you could do like still do the Tiki fleas and stuff, be a little smaller, but you could still do in that little back parking area.
Yeah, you could.
I'm curious who owns that little parking lot.
I'm excited. it'll be fun to watch them redo that building.
You could probably look it up. I mean, isn't wouldn't that be public record who owns that property?
Should be. Yeah, I just got to find the parcel or what that parcel is listed as.
What number?
So some dour news. An 11-year-old boy has been charged with a bomb threat at Richardson Elementary, as well as what they found, an incident involving pornographic material sent out during online classes.
Yikes.
Oh, no.
What school was that?
It was Richardson.
Was it the same elementary? Child?
Yeah. Since it was election day, no students were in the building at the time. So, and they found out the threat was a false alarm. They had the building evacuated, police, Homeland Security, Bureau of Firearms, and the Cleveland canine officers went in to search. They found out it was a false alarm, but when they found that out, they also traced everything to a computer that was used and found that the kid had been sending out pornography during classes.
Wow.
Oh, man.
He's 11. I hope that kid gets help. Fifth grade.
Yeah.
It sounds like he's a troubled young man. I hope they get him some help.
Yeah, I hope they get him some care. That's a cry for help right there.
It is.
So, school's out now, so let's see how next year goes.
Cue the Alice Cooper.
Yeah. I wonder if you're going to see a mass exodus of teachers who are just throwing in the towel.
A lot of stress.
Yeah. This has been a hard
year and a half.
Yeah, year and a half for everybody, and especially teachers.
And they don't get paid enough as it is to do what they do.
No, they do not.
They might just say, screw it, bye.
Well, I'm kind of curious if they're going to offer a remote option, because I know like some schools are not offering a remote option at all for any of the students. It's just going to be full in person. So I don't know.
Yeah,
I haven't kept up with what Cuyahoga Falls is planning on doing. If they're giving that,
I think the world has changed, right? I mean, we have all adapted, or somewhat adapted to this new world of doing things virtually, and businesses aren't going back full time.
There's many jobs that now people realize that we can do them at home.
Yeah,
and do it efficiently.
There's no reason why you can't do them at home. Yeah. Do them efficiently.
And the clinic, the Cleveland Clinic they're going hybrid, so they're going to be taking in like designs of future buildings with that in mind, and they're like rolling out their administrative teams that are going to be some kind of remote hybrid, preparing like the workstations for multiple people to be, to change through them, so you depersonalize everything, and it'll be interesting, but it's here to stay, so I hope people adapt. But I did read that one, I can't remember what school system it was, I don't know if it was in Ohio or, but it said they are not going to have remote next year, and it was
I know New York.
Oh, okay, yeah, New York maybe that. It was a big FU.
Yeah, I think it was de Blasio said that no, every school will be in person. We will not be doing remote.
Doesn't make
sense. I think we have to realize that different people and different, that we learn differently.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes, this is a benefit to kids that are doing remote, and it's helpful to them. And other kids, they need the social interaction. They need to be in the classroom. They need to do the hands-on. And I think we just kind of all need to realize that some of this was not so bad for some kids. I mean, some kids learned better. They felt better. Their mental health was better. There was a study that was shown that high school students, teenagers, that this hasn't affected them, negatively, that they're getting more sleep. They're spending more time with their family. There's a less BS of worrying about, bullying and all that different stuff. So there's been some positive sickness to this, and you know, just to go back as quote unquote normal, I think might be, you know, we might miss people, this lesson that we had about.
Yeah, we don't want the blinders to stay on. You know, right. Now that we have the big reveal, let's innovate. Let's just mm-hmm. let's keep changing, moving forward, and innovate. And
right,
yeah, it would be sad to see if people just wanted to wash it all away.
Right.
I've also heard discussions about going full year with doing more breaks and whatnot, doing more of a model of what the UK does, where it's you don't have that 3 month summer break, you know, just go year round. But
so like
have
trimesters
more breaks
instead of semesters?
Kind of, sort of, or they'll still do either trimesters or you break it up into four, but you have like a week to two long break in between each semester or each quarter, you know. So yeah, you are going full year, but you're getting more breaks in between, you know. But I don't know if that's going to fly over here, or I mean, that's maybe.
I mean, it's based on
wheel,
our
but...
school year. Our schooling is such a archaic design, right? Based
yeah.
on farm communities.
Mm-hmm. And then like the times
were different
too.
To work the farm, so
yeah. And it's I think they also have the model of instead of starting at, you know, say 7 in the morning, you're starting at 9 and still going till, you know, 2 or 3. So, I mean, it's a little easier. There's less time in yeah. class, more breaks in between. But, yes, you are going full year, but your time in that institution is less.
Yeah. I'm all for starting later, especially for, you know, high school, middle school, high school. They need more sleep.
Yep.
And it just, those studies have shown that the behavioral is better, you know, their learning is better when they get more sleep and starting later. So mm-hmm.
yeah, the data's there.
Yep.
So Suzanne, do you have any good news this week?
I do. So a group in Cuyahoga Falls called LGBTQ and Allies 2 was able to earn $500 for the Pride Festival 2021 in downtown Akron. With the help of the community, they were able to earn $500, and that's going to help with the cost of the festival. So, good job, community.
Yay!
Woo!
Yep. They're excited. Everybody got their flags, get ready for, you know, Pride Month is coming up, so. Is it time?
Yes, it is.
Oh my goodness. I wait for this moment. Bart's Arts.
Bart's Arts.
So we already talked about the Tiki Underground moving, but my other piece of news is that at Upfront Art Space, I keep wanting to call them Upfront Art Gallery. I apologize.
Way to go, Bart.
Jennifer Sheriff's exhibit, Waking Dreams, opened up this weekend, and it will be running through, I believe, July. I forgot to write that down. But if you can't make it over there, there's a video walkthrough of the show on their Facebook page.
Oh, how cool.
Oh, yeah, that's very cool. I'm definitely going to hit that up.
Yeah. The show features a variety of different painting styles. So it's a mixture of everything from what I saw in the video.
Oh.
Very cool.
And that's another wrap on this week's show.
That was short and sweet?
Yes. Sometimes it's the best shows.
Okay. Yes. Let us know. Comment. Yeah. Tell us if you like shorter shows or like longer
shows. How long of a show should we be making?
Yes. Yeah. Let us know.
And should we not do that?
How much more ridiculous banter should we try to include?
3 hours later.
Oh, God. No.
I just heard that in a SpongeBob voice.
Yep, yes. It is a SpongeBob. That's how I said it. SpongeBob. Yep.
3 hours later.
Oh, no.
That's why I did it.
We want to thank Shay for speaking with us this week. So stick around for that interview here in a moment. And remember that we do want to hear your ideas for potential interviewees. And so you can shout them out at fallsfreepress@gmail.com. And of course, we're always still in the market for article submissions. So please send those in, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, and let us know if you enjoyed what you heard.
Yes, only if you enjoyed it. Don't give us a negativity. No. It'll hurt my feelings.
I believe on Apple we're 4.3 stars.
Woohoo! Oh. Out of what, 10? I mean, what
I think it out of 5.
5.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, they,
that's not,
you know,
too bad.
Out of
86%. 10. Woo. That's a solid B.
Sounds like someone gave us a good review and then someone gave us a bad review and then. Eh.
No.
D's get degrees. We're all right.
For now, we'll say goodbye and hope you see us. Hope you join us next week. I don't know if you'll see us next week, but if you do, I want to know where you're standing.
Don't forget to kind of be socially distant if you're unvaccinated. Maybe yes. Wear your mask too, and yeah. Or get a vaccine
or wear it over your nose.
Yes,
the mask, not the vaccine.
Whole face, the whole face.
Yes.
Yeah.
Has anybody felt comfortable enough to go out to without a mask on?
No, no. My mom went to Acme without one. I was like, oh my God.
I'm starting to.
Yeah, me feel too. A little more comfortable?
Yeah. The more places I go, though, I see a lot of people not wearing masks.
Yeah.
It's weird, but yeah.
It's just a lot of businesses have made it optional.
We went to Myers and we did not wear one, but I felt very guilty and I kept looking around. Yes. And I wanted to say, I'm vaccinated, I swear. You know, it's just very weird.
I parked my car this week and I was walking to my building and I didn't have a mask on. I was outside and I just stopped wearing my mask as soon as I leave my car. And I put it on right before I get in my building. And there was this little lady walking by me. She had a mask on and she looked at me and she goes, She just made that little sound. And as she walked by, I'm like, what?
Judgy McJudgerson.
Yeah, I got judged, dude, got for judged. Walking around outside without a mask.
Mm.
Bitch.
My son's car decided to leak all its oil out of the engine.
On the highway.
And then he pulled over as quickly as he could, but he drove it for a couple minutes with no oil in it.
Ooh.
Very little oil. And then
we don't know that.
Well, there was still some oil in it because when I went to go look at it, there was a puddle of oil under the car. So okay. There's still some in it. The oil light came on, and it turns out that the oil. What's the name of the bolt? The oil bolt.
Plug.
There's an actual word.
Drain plug.
Drain plug.
Yeah, the drain plug was loose since the last oil change. Well, and I will not name the company that did it.
Oh boy.
But we brought it into this particular company. And they gave us a free oil change.
And no charge.
And no charge for the service fee at all.
Which they had said it'll be $120 to diagnose it.
Minimum
$120. And all of a sudden
it's free.
And no charge.
We have a little thing that plugs into the OBD2 sensor and actually tells you where the car drives. It has a GPS built into it, how fast the car drives. And they let her idle for 36 minutes. So obviously they were checking to see if the engine was still okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we escaped unscathed, so lucky Gabe. Yeah,
the skin of his teeth, the engine was okay. Oh, it could have been bad.
That could have been really bad.
Yeah, teach your kids not to ignore that check engine light.
In this particular place, half people had masks, half the people didn't. Also, Menads, I say it.
Menads.
It was probably 70% masks and 30% not. And then... I went to O'Reilly's and nobody had masks.
I don't know. I still feel a little bit.
And then AutoZone, and then a couple people had masks, a couple people didn't. So, yeah. You know.
I just don't trust that the people that don't have their masks on are fucking vaccinated, because I think they'll just lie.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, at what point do we just stop caring? Information's out there.
Because we're already vaccinated. They're just going to affect each other.
Yeah.
I mean, we have done this for a year and a half trying to protect other people. If they are not smart enough to go get vaccinated, then I guess at what point do we just say it's on you?
Well,
there's too many.
It's fucking Darwin at that point.
True, but there's too many unknowns still, right? Like we have the very scary India variant that we don't know too much about yet if the vaccines work. It seems like the Pfizer and Moderna might, but... we don't know, and it's still raging in Brazil too. So we could get a variant that just says "fuck you" to the vaccines, and it's gonna kill us. So that's why I'm where all my hesitancy is coming from. Still, I agree. I mean, the U.S. is doing great. Not great, but it's on the upswing.
Better,
it's
doing better.
It's better.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. If we're 50% vaccinated, and how many we had? What 10% roughly that currently have being diagnosed with COVID, and then what were the ones that are recovered from it? How close are we getting to that herd immunity?
And how about all the people that had it that didn't know they had it?
Exactly.
Right. So that could be a huge number too.
It could be. You know, because I was just looking at it the other day, and I'm like, we had like 33 million that have been diagnosed with COVID and this and that. I'm like, okay, so that's roughly 10% of the U.S. population, you know. So, and then, how, like you said, how many have already had it? How many didn't know they had it, you know? And
yeah, it's running out of bodies to infect. You know?
Yeah.
I did hear the vaccine, that people who have had the COVID infection should get the vaccine, because they have some kind of a study I read said they have like a super immune response that just, like, it magnifies how efficient the immune system responds to COVID, and it can like take on all kinds of variants. It was this weird study. I'll have to dig around for it, but that was impressive.
Interesting.
So even if you've had COVID, go get vaccinated. You will you might become very resistant to even mutated strains.
And on that note.
Yeah.
Well,
the time on that to say note, goodbye? On that note, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Farewell.
Later.
So long.
So long.
Later, alligator.
Say
later,
goodbye.
Alligator.
Adieu. Adieu. To bye. You and you.
Yeah.
This week, we are here with Shay Somerville from I Got Your Back Massage. Shay, thank you for being on the show this week.
Thanks for having me. My pleasure.
We were, in fact, recommended to have you on the show by Kay Phelps from Upfront Art Gallery, who we talk about a lot on the show. So,
she is awesome. She is I love her. She's very good person, good-hearted person as well.
So, for anybody who hasn't been to I Got Your Back, what kind of massages do you offer? Like shiatsu, hot stone. Is it specifically for sports therapy or?
What I do, I pretty much customize the massage for the individual. So just depending on what their needs are, it can be anywhere from just a simple relaxation massage to a deep tissue. I do add hot stones if it's requested. I also do cupping as well with a session if there's a lot of trigger point work that needs to be done, just so it better helps the client, and it also helps me to help them. I do reflexology, which is a type of healing mechanism where you're healing different organs and tissues just through manipulating points of the feet. And I also do Reiki, which is a type of energy work modality.
Is, depending on the person who comes in, is it easier or harder to work on someone if, like, it's a bodybuilder versus someone who doesn't have a lot of muscle?
Yes, it's definitely harder to work on someone that has developed their muscles to where they're not as pliable as other muscles. So there is pretty much, you can do different work with that as far as deep tissue would be the better modality to do for a bodybuilder or that body type. Cupping would be great for that body type as well. So it just depends, and not everybody is the same. And say, for instance, if a bodybuilder does come in maybe today for a massage, like a deep tissue massage, maybe the next time they come in, they may not need that. So it really just depends on what the person is doing in their wellness journey and what their activity is, what their day-to-day function is. So just basically, not every day the same. It's always a challenge with bodies.
And that follows along with what I was just about to ask was, what do people usually come in for?
The majority people come in for relaxation. I can tell you last year when we were able to open back up, I've had a lot of people with posture issues because working from home, you're not at your regular desk at work. So there was a lot of, you know, bending over, there was a lot of neck tension, upper back issues. So there was a lot of work that I did with those individuals. So I would say, just depending on the person, the majority of people, they come in for like an hour, they'll get like a full body massage. Some people like specific work and they just want like upper body. And usually that's probably like a 30-minute massage because we're just specifically targeting certain muscles. I specifically like a 90-minute because I feel like I'm more thorough with that person and I can get your target areas, your focus areas, and also just give a general overall body work.
Speaking of coming back from being closed, what kind of things did you have to put in place after coming back?
So definitely a lot of sanitizing. I mean, which we were doing before COVID, but it was a pretty much extra, like everything that a person, every surface that a person you think would touch, from the doorknob, from the legs of the massage table, from just the chairs that people sit in, had to be sanitize and wipe down. Before COVID, I did not give myself a lot of time in between clients. So after we were able to come back, we were mandated to do at least 30 minutes in between just to give a significant amount of time to sanitize. So I usually do 30 to 45 minutes in between clients. So that changed for me. Also, we were not allowed to have like things in our treatment room, like chairs had to be changed, so it had to be a chair that could be wiped down easily. We had to remove some of our, like a table warmer, we couldn't use that because it could easily absorb fluids. So a lot of things changed. Like my room was totally different when my clients came back. It was pretty much empty. So I had to take some things away and just keep it simple.
Since they've changed some of the mask mandates, are clients still required to wear a mask when they come in?
I changed my policy a little bit. If you're fully vaccinated, I give my clients the option to wear a mask or not to wear a mask. It's totally up to them. If you are not vaccinated, I do require that you wear a mask. In some parts of my session, I will wear a mask if I'm really close to your face while I'm working on your neck and head and shoulders, just because I am that close and I cannot be 6 feet from you. Once I am in working on your arms or legs, then I remove my mask or just bring my mask down. But I just totally, since everything is being lifted, I just totally leave that up to the client if they're fully vaccinated. If they feel comfortable taking off the mask, so be it. If not, it's fine.
That's good. I know some people who I'd like it if they when they're that close, if yeah. They still wear one.
Yeah, I just don't want any situations to come out of my mouth onto my client. I think that would be gross. So I do keep my face covered while I am super close.
What kind of training did you go through to become a masseuse?
I did 11 months of massage training, massage school, and it just consists of learning anatomy and physiology, a little bit of business behind massage, and once I completed school, I set for my licensure and got licensed to be a massage therapist.
Wow. And then how long have you been at the location that you're at?
I actually just moved to a new location. I've been there since the end of March. Before that, I was downtown Cuyahoga Falls, right where Kay is and the art studio. I was there for about 3 years. Before that, I was still in the falls. I was across the street from Darby's, kind of still downtown. Yeah. Before that, my first office was in the valley. So I kind of circled back. So I started out in the valley and I'm back in the valley.
Since you're not on Portage anymore, where are you at now?
I am 7 minutes from my old location, past Timber Top Apartments, but before you get to Papa Joe's. So my address is an Akron address, but it's still, for some reason, is weird. I'm still considered Cauga Falls.
Yeah, I think depending on like what side of the road you're on over there, it's different.
Yes, yes. But it's a nice little area.
Definitely is. How has business, between last summer and this summer, has business changed any about the number of people coming in, making appointments?
Yes, business has changed. Like before I shut down, I had a wait list of people waiting to get in when we were open. So I had to reschedule everyone from that. And then as time went on, like my clientele has grown tremendously. So business has been great.
For somebody who wants to make an appointment but has never had a massage, what should they, like, what should they be thinking about?
They should be thinking about just the time and the time that they want, the length of massage they want, actually really just what kind of needs that they want to address. If they have something specific they're trying to work on, maybe it's they're recovering from an injury, or they are trying to just keep their muscle, keep their body maintained. So they would think about that. And then what I typically do for a new client is do an assessment. You have to fill out an intake form just to let me know how I can treat you. And then I go over just specifics like medications, your past medical history. If you have not gotten massage before, what is it that you're seeking and why are you seeking a massage for the first time?
And I guess my final question would be, since you've moved around between Cauga Falls and Akron, where has been your favorite, I guess two parts, where has been your favorite place to be located, and what is your favorite thing about Cauga Falls?
That's hard because everywhere I've been, it's been great. I would say being downtown, I miss being right in the heart of everything. Like my business, I had great business neighbors, the Monsters across the hall from me, all the restaurants that were downtown, because I can just like walk out of my suite and just go hang out for a little bit. Or if I had a break in between clients, I can just go and just be in the moment and be in the presence of downtown. So that's the one thing I miss about being in that space that I was at, the space I am now. I love it. The vibe is great. It's a great scenery around me. So it's kind of hard to say, oh, I like one better than the other, because I just, there were benefits to both places.
I was going to say, every different place has its own perks.
Yes, exactly. But I mean, I can always go and visit people, and I really like the camaraderie with the businesses in downtown Falls, because like if you needed something, all you gotta do is just walk down the street, or people just come together and be like family as businesses are concerned. And we just have like a great referral network between the businesses in Cauga Falls, which I really appreciate, and I really admire that nobody is for themselves. We're here for everyone. And if someone has something going on at their office, then you know that everyone else is invited, or how can we work together? So I really like that dynamic of being in business and just the whole vibe of downtown Cauga Falls.
That I couldn't have said it better. So we do hope, especially as different mask regulations are winding down and people are leaving their house if they haven't already in a while, to be sure to go come check you out down at I Got Your Back.
Yes, absolutely.
And How can they get in touch with you if they do want to make an appointment?
I usually suggest that clients go through my website, and on my website there is a booking section, and my website is www.igybmassagecenter.com, and there you'll see a list of services that I offer with prices, packages that I offer, and just a brief description about I Got Your Back Massage. And from there, they can go onto the booking page. Also, the booking page is linked to my Facebook page, which is I Got Your Back Massage and Wellness Center as well. And they can book from there, or they can give me a call. The number is 330-247-2217. Got a little ring to it.
Wonderful. Well, we hope everyone checks out that website. And thank you again, Shay, for coming on the show and talking to us about your business.
Well, thank you so much. It was great. I enjoyed it.
All right. We'll see everybody next week. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Fallscast is a production of the Falls Free Press in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. Please check out the Falls Free Press at fallsfreepress.com or on social media at facebook.com/fallsfreepress or at @falls_free on Twitter or Instagram. We thank you for listening to this episode, which was recorded and edited by Alex Hall. Please subscribe to our podcast and tell your Cuyahoga Falls friends and family so that they can listen as well.
Matt Foley, and I'm a motivational speaker, and I live in a van down by the river.